You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have an honor to introduce a very special guest to the show, Stacy Schaffer. Stacy is a Reiki master teacher. She enjoys bridging the gap between Western medicine and the alternatives while providing a safe and nurturing atmosphere in which to heal. She is also certified in aroma touch and has added to her Reiki practice, mixing aroma touch and Reiki into one amazingly relaxing and restorative session. She's also certified in nutrition response testing and licensed practical nurse in NYC, right?
Yes, New York State.
New York State. Every day, she strives to both educate and heal her patients, empowering them to live better and healthier lives. I am thrilled to have you on the show today, Stacy. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
It is a joy. I'm glad we're able to connect. Skype was acting up, but we got Zoom.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. And then you were telling me earlier that Mercury is in retrograde.
If I am correct, Mercury went retrograde today and I think is going through until mid-July. So usually that's when things like computers or air conditioners, washer dryers tend to break down and need fixing. And I always just tend to think that it's the universe's way of telling us all to slow down and chill out.
Disconnect. And chill out.
Yes.
Disconnect.
Yeah.
I like that. I agree with you. Sometimes we don't do that enough. And your background is very much around how to not just relax, but also recharge and get that restorative healing that we need. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background and your journey up to this point.
Sure. Well, my background started at a very early age. My father was very interested in spiritual growth and development and the psychology behind that. So he started taking me up here to the Hudson Valley to a place called the Phoenicia Pathwork Center, which was sort of at the forefront of bio and core energetics and energy medicine healing and the psychology of the mind-body connection. And then on the flip side of that, my mom was very interested in our nutrition because both my brother and I are adopted. And so she couldn't breastfeed us. So she would do research on Adele Davis's formulas for babies who couldn't breastfeed. And there was no sugar in our house. And we ate carob instead of chocolate. So I also watched her do a lot of elimination diets with my brother who had health challenges when he was younger. So from a very early age, I was the observer. And then at 17, I got sick with a life-threatening mononucleosis hospitalization. And I had every type of opportunistic infection possible along with the mono. And so from that point forward, it was all about educating myself. And how do I feed myself, provide myself with nutritional supplementation? What energy work do I need to do so that I can combat this chronic fatigue and this Epstein-Barr virus, and so that I can live a normal 20-year-old life. And then the schooling happened from there. I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition for 2 years and learned all about integrative medicine and healing modalities. And at the same time, I was getting my Reiki Master certification. And so I've always just had this really deep love of learning and knowledge, and then being able to apply it to both myself as guinea pig and mm-hmm. to my clients so that I can really walk the walk and see what works and what doesn't work. And then 3 years ago, I came upon nutrition response testing. So I went down to Clearwater, Florida, and I did the training there because I really feel like in this modern society that we live in, we're walking around in fight or flight a lot. And that sort of taxes a certain part of our autonomic nervous system. But then our poor sympathetic nervous system doesn't really, you know, everything just gets out of whack. And nutrition response testing brings both of those systems back together and balances them out. In the process of doing that, your whole body begins to heal itself because that's what our bodies are meant to do. And that's what I like to do. I like to help my clients empower themselves so that they learn how they can heal themselves and have the tools so that they're not dependent on me as the practitioner. I want to give everybody tools that they can put in their toolkit to utilize for a lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about my background.
That's very powerful. And what makes you stand out, Stacy, is how, as a nurse, you study medicine, you have the science, and then you took it to a whole different realm, which is very intriguing.
Yes, I went to nursing school when my daughter was three. I cannot say that that was the best plan, but I graduated with an LPN, so I'm a licensed practical nurse in New York State. But what happened was I ended up having another child shortly after graduating nursing school. And when I went back into the nursing field, literally I lasted 8 days. Every day to and from work, I cried. It was emotionally taxing job I've ever had. And feeling like I only had 10 minutes for each human being walking through the door didn't feel like I was practicing healing medicine. It felt like I was helping to just put band-aids over the problem and not actually addressing the problem. And I said, you know what? I'm too old for this. I want to be able to help people differently. And that is not to say that nurses and doctors aren't amazing practitioners. They are. And there is definitely a place for Western medicine. It has saved my life and continues to do so time and time again. But just for me personally, there was more room for me to grow as a practitioner, and I wanted to heal on a different level. I wanted to get to the deep root causes of what was creating the symptom versus just addressing the symptom.
Right, right. And that's the true healing, right? Because people go to the hospital, they go see a doctor, and the doctor has to see 50 other patients.
Correct.
Within that a 10-hour day. And so they really don't have the time to allocate to each individual to actually look at the history. Look at what the root cause is, to look at the physiological and psychological, there's things going on, right?
Yes.
To properly address what the issue is. Instead, you know, here's medication. Let's, like you said, put the band-aid on this one. Let's deal with this symptom and be done with it, but don't really look at the true root cause. And you, sounds like to me, you went into nursing to this field to begin with, to heal. You're a healer.
Yes.
That's who you are. That's who you are. You want to heal. And so it was limited in when you were a nurse. But now, and I love what you do now in coupling the two of them. And I want you to walk us through how you group the alternatives with the Western medicine.
Okay. So for instance, if somebody comes in and says, I have X, Y, and Z problem, what we're going to do is we're not just going to say, okay, so I'm not going to pay any attention to your body. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to prescribe that. So this, your doctor diagnosed you with this. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you that. No, what I'm going to do is say, okay, let's test your body. Let's use the nutrition response testing. It's an amazingly non-invasive way to analyze the body to figure out what the underlying causes of the problem actually are so that we can then fix that and repair it so that the person can then have optimal health. And it's really a magical experience to bear witness to the wisdom of the body.
Right.
And it's intricate structures and how they influence somebody's everyday life. So what happens is we do an assessment of the body and its current health, and then we come up with a personalized health improvement program, and that utilizes the nutritional components and elements, whether that's food, whether that's supplementation, usually it's both. And what we do is we test the body's autonomic nervous system on the surface of the body. And that relates to the state of health and to the flow of energy provided to each organ and function of the body. And so this information comes from the part of the nervous system whose job it is to regulate the functions of each and every organ system. So that's your parasympathetic, which is your rest and digest, and then your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight. And mm-hmm. most of us, unfortunately, live from our sympathetic nervous system, that fight or flight, that heavy cortisol coursing through your veins, because we're stressed. And so each area that gives a specific response responds to an organ tissue function. And so it indicates whether or not there's an energy, lack of energy, what's going on in the body. And then what I do as practitioner is I contact those areas of the body with one hand. Mm-hmm. And then with the other hand,
I test the muscle of the client's extended arm. So if the organ area that's being contacted is what we call active, the nervous system will respond by reducing the energy to the extended arm, which causes that arm to weaken or drop.
I see.
And so when that happens, it sort of specifies some underlying stress or dysfunction going on within that organ system. And that is what's causing the ill health. And then we sit down and we figure out, how do we make this situation better for you? Because it's not a one-size-fits-all program, right? It's very individualized. Everyone has their own bio-individuality. So for example, let's say someone's bladder is active. I'll place my hand on that specific area and your arm drops. So the next step is, okay, why does this person have this specific challenge? And so there can be a series of 5 challenges. It can be an immune challenge, a chemical, heavy metal, scar tissue, or food challenge. And once we figure out what the challenge is, then we can really go deeper into what supplementation is then going to work to treat that specific challenge. So in the case of food, it's a food sensitivity, we can eliminate the food, right?
Right.
But then we also want to help your body with its inflammatory response. So then we might have some supplementation there to help your body get rid of any remaining allergens to that specific food group. And so we test specific nutritional formulas against the weak areas, so that we can then balance them and bring strength back into them. So I was using the example of the bladder. So there's a whole bunch of different supplements that can be used there that will all help with normal function of filtration systems, immune function, and also microbial balance. And then we just check in with each other over a certain amount of time, usually 12 weeks, and then we go into maintenance so that we can really see what's working for the body and what's not, and continually tweak it and make it better.
Wow. Yeah. The power of listening into the body. And this is precise and scientifically proven. It's very related to muscle testing.
Absolutely. They call it like a sort of a more sophisticated form of applied kinesiology and muscle testing. Yes. It was developed by a chiropractor, Freddie Ulin. And it's pretty genius. I love the way that it works.
Yeah. It's getting biofeedback. Using the muscles, using the body, and then the body's just telling you what is it it's lacking, right? It could tell you if you're deficient in protein or any type of vitamins or minerals.
Absolutely. And the thing is we all have the tools to check in with our bodies to do this all the time.
Really?
So people can do muscle testing on themselves and they have no idea that they can do that. And there's so many ways that you can do it. You can lock your index finger and thumb together, making a circle, and you lock those two circles together. And then you can simply ask your body yes or no questions. And so for me, I always like to start with what's a yes or a no, because you have to know what that is in order to get an adequate reading. But for me, a no is when I'm able to break through one of the circles because there's a weakness, right? It's active, so it's a little weak. Whereas a yes, it's a tight lock between those two circles. And no matter what I do, I can't break that lock.
Mm.
So you can ask yourself questions like, you know, if you're out to dinner and something smells funky, you can, you know, put your hands under the table and ask, you know, is this salad dressing good for me? And you can get your yes or no answer. And if that salad says no, then, you know, send it back, have something else.
Really? I could avoid, getting food poisoning or getting sick or not
yes.
being able to digest it. Like something as common as bloated, right? You can eat something that just doesn't resonate with your system at the time and then you react to it.
Correct. So it's a very easy tool to use that we have at literally our fingertips. We can use it at any time.
Yeah, I can imagine it requires you to be intuitive and in tuned with yourself.
Yes. Yes, it does. But it's also sort of like, you know, training for a half marathon, right? If you've never done that and you've been on the couch your whole life, you know, you start slowly and you jog in like minute long increments. It's the same with muscle testing. You start slowly and then you start asking more and more questions and your body becomes more and more in tune to itself. And it's also a really good tool to utilize to get present into your body.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, and focus on what's going on for your body in this moment.
Yeah. And because when you said it, we are stress. We are living in this with imbalanced cortisol levels and adrenal fatigue. Like, it's real. People are diagnosed with it. Busy moms, entrepreneurs, students in college, schools, you name it. That it's chronic stress over and over again, where the body is in just fight or flight mode. And that causes adrenal fatigue. And you're like wired, but you're not, you know, you're tired, but you're wired. You know, you can't really focus, and you're gaining weight in the wrong places. It really runs havoc on your body when you're not paying attention to these symptoms or these signs.
Absolutely. I agree. And that's actually where the AromaTouch component comes in.
Okay.
Because I really like to combine it with Reiki, but it also works really well for my nutrition response testing clients, because it's a great way, it's a great treatment to have as an addition to, because both of them, both the NRT and the AromaTouch, work with the autonomic nervous system. So, you know, as we spend so much of our lives just walking around in a daze almost. And I think especially now, because we're confronted with all of these atrocities going on right now, politically and in our world, and you can't really avoid them. They're everywhere. And so this is a technique that helps to really deeply relax the body by using a clinical approach to applying essential oils. And the essential oils are applied in a specific order along various energy meridians and visceral contact points on the back and the feet. And what this does is it helps balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems of the body. And it's just a really beautiful way to reduce physical and emotional stressors. And then in doing so, and by supporting the, you know, healthy autonomic function, it helps with your immunity and bringing your body back into balance. So when you use AromaTouch with nutrition response testing, it's a really beautiful bridge to wellness.
Yeah. And having the, just the act of being aware or that there is some relaxation that is necessary, it kind of helps calm you down, calms the body down. And where I'm getting at, Stacey, is having the time or the desire to do this, right? We can find you, the professional, and we can come to you and have you do it. But it's very hard for individuals to actually take on that ownership.
Yes, I agree with that statement. And I also, you know, we don't want to, especially as women, and especially as women of color right now in this world that we're living in, we can't afford for the whispers to become screams. We have to listen to our body when it whispers, because otherwise we get screaming messages that are detrimental to our health, you know, our health and our well-being. And so my job is to help people with small incremental tools. So like, let's say I have somebody who calls me and is like, I'm so interested in this AromaTouch or this nutrition response testing, but I'm a mom with three kids and I don't have the time. I'm going to say, okay, so do you have time for a phone conversation? Because there are certain tools that you can implement right now in this moment that will then maybe turn into minutes and hours of time that accumulate throughout the week that give you little slices of tuning in and wellness. And so that's what I would do, because any little bit helps. And the way that you frame your day, you know, a little moment can change a whole bunch.
Right.
You know, and can change the framework of your day.
Right, absolutely. And I firmly believe in energy blockage, or where the energy is pinched, right? And that makes you stagnant. It takes you longer to actually be in flow, to actually focus and concentrate or be optimal. Like, that happens, and people are sometimes wondering, why am I stuck? And I can attest to that. This was me a week ago. It's like, I feel stuck, but I'm working so hard. I'm busy.
Right.
But yet I feel like I'm being held back. And until I actually took a step back and assess where my energy is going, how I feel it and throughout the day and my efforts, right, in my, when I'm working, then it dawned on me why I there was a pinch that I needed to clear, the blockage that I need to open up the floodgates almost. Like, that stuff is real. And a lot of people sometimes can't fathom it, but we are a bundle of energy.
Yes.
And if we want certain things, we have to get to a certain frequency. Some goals or frequencies are higher than we are. And so we have to get to that level. And there's ways. And as you mentioned, there's ways to actually get there.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting what you're bringing up. And so one of the tools that I use in my practice is called an event timeline. So sometimes people don't understand or can't see the whispers. They only can see the screaming. So, you know, someone comes to me and they have a skin issue and it's all over their body. And so what I do is I present all of my clients with an event timeline. And functional medicine says that usually it takes anywhere from 7 to 10 years for disease to manifest itself. Mm. And oftentimes what happens prior to that is some type of event or trauma. And sometimes it's not trauma. Sometimes it could be a wondrous change, like the birth of a child. But for some reason, it triggers an immune response in the body. And then over the course of time, something presents itself. So it's very useful. You know, it goes from your birth all the way up to your current age. And then we sit and we go over the timeline and I ask them to write, you know, events that stand out for them for each year of life. Mm-hmm. And then we look at, oh, so when you were 10, this happened. And look, between the ages of 17 and 20, look at what manifested here. So it's like it's a connect the dots piece that's very powerful for the client because they can actually see the correlation between what transpired in their life and how it may or may not have influenced something that's happening for them right now.
Yeah. Steve Jobs says it's easier to connect the dots looking backwards than it is looking forward.
It is.
Yeah. Taking that step back, taking that timeline back really helps shed light and shed some insight because there is the belief that to find your purpose, right? It helps define your path going forward.
Yes.
It helps clear the way. So share with us how that has helped you and clients have what you've seen in your field in terms of clearing the way to find purpose, to like propel to a new level.
So for me, I've always been a hustler, right? And I've sort of always prided myself on that, right? I'm hustling. I can have 5 jobs. I can do all of these things. I can have 5 jobs, 2 kids, a house, be the president of the PTA, hustle, 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 right?
Yeah.
But 6.5 years ago, my body screamed and it was like, oh, you need to learn how to hustle and flow. Mm. Because all I was doing was hustling. There wasn't a whole lot of flow. And that's when I got hit with a multiple sclerosis diagnosis.
Wow.
And so it really forced me to check into my environment, check into my hustle, and to make some really clear decisions about where my priorities were and what I wanted to do in this life and how I wanted to share it. And that's why I'm a big proponent of please listen to the whispers, not the screams, because the screams can sometimes, you know, they're very enlightening, but they can also be brutal, right?
Yeah.
So that's where my purpose and my alignment really came into focus. And so from that moment forward, I was very clear about my path and what I needed to be doing and how I needed to serve in the world.
Yeah.
So if that answers the question.
It does. Listen to the whisper, not the screaming, because it is mm-hmm. a still, quiet voice.
Yes. And as women, we're told not to listen to it. Right? Or if we listen to it, we're told that we're crazy or we're being over emotional or, oh my gosh, it must be your time of the month because you're being so over the top. When in actuality, it's our listening to our intuition, you know, checking into that brow chakra, it's checking into that solar plexus chakra around like our power and our source of energy and our will in the world. And it's a skill set that we all need to honor and practice because it serves us.
Yeah.
The only goal is to serve us.
It is. And we need to learn it and master it. One skill that I've been mastering lately is the art of saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And just to conserve my energy. And if something doesn't feel right or it burns me or drains the heck out of me, I will not do it. Not to please anyone else. Because now we get older. As I'm older and I realize, you know what? I simply don't like this. I don't want to partake in it. So I'm just not going to bother with it. Another way I found it to be empowering, Stacey, is saying, not just saying no, but saying, you know, I don't really want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go over it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get into it. And then leaving it at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's been extremely sure. liberating for me.
Yes, because it's hard to say no, especially when you feel like there's something that you need to prove in the world.
And explain.
And the reality is every time you say no, and then you say, no, I don't want to discuss it. Like no is no. It sets a very clear boundary because we don't have to explore and get to the root of why we want to say no all the time. As long as we know the reason for it, that should be enough.
Well put. I agree with you 100%. Stacy, tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Okay. So first of all, the beautiful thing about my job is that I don't have to dress up. And because it's really a physical job, you know, people might think, oh, energy work, muscle testing, blah, 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 blah. That's not physical work. It actually is because you're standing on your feet a lot. Mm-hmm. So I get to have a job where I get to wear comfortable yet stylish clothing. but it doesn't require like a costume or an outfit per se in that regard. So that makes my morning so much easier. But basically my morning routine is before I even get up out of bed, Luneed, I think about my body and I check in with my body and I address anything that needs my attention. So I'll give you an example. Like if I wake up in the morning and I go through all of my body parts and I'm moving around and my right shoulder feels funky, I'm going to think about like, okay, so right side of the body, is that masculine energy? Do I need more masculine energy, less masculine energy? Did I sleep wrong? Am I trying to protect my heart or am I like carrying a burden on that side? And so I literally sort of assess it and go through all of that before I even get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of think about how I want to program my day. Like what type of energy do I want to bring into my day? What do I want the day to look like? What interactions do I want my family's, you know, conversations to look like and stuff like that. So it could be joy, love, gratitude, getting things done, being able to hustle and flow. And then when I get out of bed, I really make sure that both of my feet hit the ground at the same time. Because for me, it's all about balance. Mm. And it just allows for better grounding throughout the day. And then I have like a little ritualistic part about making my bed and brushing my hair. Those are the next things I do. Because making my bed, I really, it's like an act of, it's an exercise in gratitude. So I'm grateful that I have a bed. I'm grateful that I have this wonderful comforter and a roof over my head. I'm grateful that every night I get to sleep in my amazing bedroom that I've created. Because an attitude of gratitude extends itself throughout the day for me. And then, you know, I just get up, check my advice from my unicorn. I have the daily unicorn calendar and I love the little mantras and quotes and things to think about that's on that calendar. So I read that. And then I have a warm, rehydrating beverage. So that could be apple cider vinegar with some maple syrup and lemon and water, or it could just be some warm water and lemon juice. Because I just want all of my organs to get a good start on the day. And I feel like rehydrating helps with that. And then the last thing that I do before I go on my morning walk, because I try to walk 2 to 5 miles every morning, is I get on my Beamer. And that's not a car. It's not a BMW. It's B-E-M-E-R. And it's basically a beautiful way to support my muscular health and optimize my performance throughout the day because it uses pulsating electromagnetic fields to enhance one's circulation and stimulate the muscles. So I get on that for 8 minutes in the morning and 8 minutes in the evening. And while I'm doing my 8 minutes on my Beamer mat, I meditate. So that's my morning routine.
Right. Very nice. You listed a lot of the things that are in my app. I have an app coming out this weekend, and it's because I've been talking to entrepreneurs like yourself, and I've noticed the reoccurring theme. And the reoccurring theme you just listed out is meditation, hydrating, the gratitude, and you even mentioned make my bed. That's rare.
Yeah.
That is rare. The benefits of making my bed is so phenomenal because it leads to more productivity. Like you've accomplished your first task of the day. So early on, and I love your twist on it. It's a gratitude effort. It's saying, thank you for these comforters. Thank you for this mattress. Thank you for this bed. And it looks so good. And it's all mine. That attitude mm-hmm. of gratitude kind of breeds more things to be grateful for throughout the day as well.
I agree. Yeah. So it's a nice way to just start the day with thanks and to also say, you know, wow, okay, great. I woke up again. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I get to go do what I love. Thank you. I get to thrive today. Thank you. Looking forward to, you know, to building it and adding value.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I love your piece on being grounded first thing in the morning, making sure that you both feet touch the floor, that balance, that sense of balance. I'm going to incorporate that. I'm going to do that myself. I really like that because I want to see as the day progresses how it helps with balance and being grounded. So what are some things that you've noticed?
In terms of staying grounded and balanced throughout the day?
Yeah, when you with your routine of making sure both feet touch the ground.
Well, I think that when you wake up and you make sure that both of your feet touch the ground, what it does is it makes you aware of their presence throughout the day. So how are you walking? Are you leading with your feet? Are you turning your feet in a specific direction before you turn? Or are you turning your whole body first and then your feet follow? Because I think for a lot of us, our feet are an afterthought, right? They're these things that help carry us around. But other than that, unless they don't bother us, we don't really think about them and we don't honor them that much. But in actuality, our feet are what connects us to the magnetism of the earth.
Right.
And the energy of the earth. And that's what feeds our root chakra, right? Because the element that correlates to it is the earth. So we always want to be in connection with that type of energy because it's going to keep us grounded throughout the day. So I'm able to handle chaos a little bit better. I'm able to handle homeschooling a lot better. I'm able to get up the energy to make healthy dinners for my family, even when it's 6 o'clock at night and I've seen 3 or 4 clients during the day. All of those things are the benefit of getting out of bed and having both of my feet touch the earth at the same time.
That's fantastic. I really love your twist on it. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Tell us, how can we connect with you?
Well, you can connect with me at newpulsereiki.com. That is my website. Or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Red Lotus Reiki and Wellness.
Appreciate that. Morning enthusiasts, you've heard it here first. This is Stacey Schaffer, and she so much nuggets and knowledge dropped here today. But one thing that takeaway that you want to focus on is to listen to the whispers and not the noise. Not let it get to a raging sound before you got to tune into the body, to listen to the body. And of course, you can connect with her through the link below because I'm going to add that in there for... My goodness, you've done. I love your nutrition and response testing approach, and I've learned a lot today, and I really appreciate you for sharing that today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure being able to share what it is that I do.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. Thank you again.
You're more than welcome.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.